Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. And this segment, I want to talk about CEOs, the CEO job, the job of the CEO. And so if you're the small business owner, if you're the founder, if you're running your business, you're the CEO. That's not even the question. That's not even in question. The question is, are you doing the job? I believe that the hardest job in the marketplace is the chief executive officer of a small business. So how could it be harder than the CEO of, say, Exxon? Well, I think it's harder to be the CEO of XL Supply, LLC, than to be the CEO of Exxon. So let's look at the definition of what a CEO is. Investopedia says a CEO is the highest ranking executive in a company whose main responsibilities include developing and implementing high level strategies, making major decisions, and managing overall operations and resources. This is the top of the heap. This is where the buck stops, the CEO. Now, for every element of that definition, Exxon CEO has a cadre of presidents, not vice presidents, presidents reporting to him or her, depending on the corporation, about how they're managing battalions of VPs, vice presidents, and brigades of managers, and armies of employees. Exxon CEO manages just a handful of presidents who bring him performance updates. The CEO of Exxon merely manages the presidents. That's it. The CEO of XL Supply may have some managers reporting to her, but she's never more than one degree of separation from the work, from the army, and likely the alpha member of any given task, especially things like capitalization. Where are we going to get the capital? How do we manage our cash flow? What do we do about business development? Things like that. There is one thing that says all CEOs apart from every other position, and it's the first item in that definition, high-level strategy. A CEO's primary job, which can be supported but never delegated, is to determine the long-term direction of the organization, of the company, of the business. Every business, large or small, must have someone doing this CEO job. Whether they use the title, whether they dwell on the title, whether they call themselves a CEO or not, they must conduct the high-level strategy. Everyone, big company, small company, middle company. Big business CEOs spend very little time managing and most of their time working on strategy and the future. Which direction is the company going to be? What's it going to look like in the future? Which direction is it going to go in the future? Conversely, and unfortunately, most small business CEOs spend way too little time, way too much time managing, and too little time on executive thinking, on being the CEO. We polled our audience a while back, and we asked them about this. We said, how difficult is it for you to budget CEO time from managing? And here's what you said. 3% said they had found a way to balance management and CEO duties. 3% had found a way to do it. 8% allowed that they were inconsistent, but getting better at it. But over half of our respondents said they can't focus on CEO tasks for putting out fires. And a third said, I am a small business owner, not a CEO. So folks, like three-fourths almost 90% of our respondents were admitting that they were not being the CEO of their company. Folks, that's not going to work. Here's a practical way for small business owners to increase their CEO activity. As often as possible, at least once a year, fire yourself from jobs someone else can do and promote yourself to a job that only you can do. This is really important to think about, folks. Once a year at least, identify something that's a project or some task that you've done, that you've been doing. Maybe you've been doing it a long time, but you've got to determine that somebody else could do this. Find a way to delegate that to somebody else. And then identify a task that's not getting done, that probably needs to get done, that's a high-level strategy type of job. That's the one that only you can do. So get rid of one that you've outgrown, that's now something the company can absorb down org chart, and promote yourself to a job that maybe nobody was even doing before, but you need to do it. Back to the strategy again, right? This will push you towards more executive thinking and toward more executive behavior and put you on a natural path toward performing all the tasks of a CEO, including that long-term course for your small business. So, folks, please think of – I really encourage you to try to think of yourself – a little bit less as a manager, a little bit more as an executive. Now, I know all about small business, so I'm not going to tell you that I expect you to always be the executive, because sometimes you're going to have to, a lot of times, you're going to have to roll your sleeve up, and you're going to have to get, you know, down in the trenches, and that's fine, depending on how big your business is. But I don't care if you're all by yourself, you have no other employees. At some point in time, you have to drop your head, your mind, your thinking into an executive way of thinking. And the executive is deciding, where are we going? Not what are we doing now, not what alligators are eating us now, but where are we going to be in the future? Where are we going to go? That's what I want you to think about, folks. Become more of an executive. Every business needs someone to do the work of a CEO, and that's you. Tony F. I'm Jim Blassing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.